Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
That's right, we bad. That's right. Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. If you don't like having fun, folks, don't hang around here, because we're going to have some fun. We're going to try to have some fun. And somebody who likes to do that and who likes, is the one of the reasons we invite her back is because she likes to have fun, is our good friend Julia Seymour. Julia is editor and analyst for Business and Media Institute, an organization that watches the media pretty close and makes sure that they're, you know, kind of their fact checker of the media. And she's here to talk to us about some things that are on her mind. Julia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back again.
It's good to have you back. You ready to have some fun?
Absolutely.
Hey, in the last year, and pretty much for about a year now, mm-hmm. We had Bear Stearns that collapsed back in February mm-hmm. of 2008. Mm-hmm. But basically, about a year ago this week, basically, our financial markets started melting down.
Yeah.
And things got pretty ugly pretty fast. Lehman Brothers, AIG, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the car companies, Merrill Lynch, the on and on and on. We had this cascading collapse going on in our financial markets. And it looked like things were getting bad, and it really gave capitalism a black eye, didn't it?
It really did. I mean, I remember a year ago, people were saying that capitalism was dead. They were predicting its death in the pages of the Washington Post,
yep,
on CNBC.
Mm-hmm.
And even Michael Moore, the propagandist filmmaker, was
right,
saying that a year ago. And it was an ugly time, certainly. The economic collapse, everyone felt it. Everyone has felt it over the past year. And it was an awful thing, but what we saw, all the attempts to fix that resulted in government intervention,
right,
and yet more, less and less free market capitalism and
mm-hmm.
more and more government managed economy. And so that's what we've seen really come out of that. And now Michael Moore has a brand new movie coming out that'll be widely released October 2nd. It's being released in New York City and Los Angeles today.
Mm-hmm.
Called Capitalism, A Love Story, and I can tell you for a fact, he's not loving capitalism in that movie.
Well, some of us have seen previews of this,
yes,
and isn't he making the case in the movie that capitalism is evil?
It's exactly what he's saying. In fact, the direct quote from his movie says, "Capitalism is an evil, and you cannot regulate evil." And
mm-hmm.
in his movie, he advocates throwing out the capitalist system of economics entirely.
Right. Well, what's his alternative? What is his suggestion?
You know, he was on the Jay Leno show.
Is he like communism?
He won't admit that.
Yeah.
He was on the Jay Leno show last week, and Leno asked him about that. You know, what do you propose if we're going to throw out capitalism? And he said he wasn't really sure.
Ah.
So he has
a problem, but no solution.
Sort of. But the thing is, the way he phrases what he wants sounds collectivist to me.
Yeah.
He said he didn't really know.
Collectivist, which is just another way of saying communism.
Exactly. As he put it, the problem with capitalism is that, you know, the rich people make too much. They shouldn't be allowed to make that much. And what he wants is an economic system that reflects that, quote, we live in a democracy. We're
right,
supposed to have fairness and equality.
Right.
Well, even under communism, people aren't equal, but they are closer to being equally miserable.
Well, and let's differentiate, and this is something you don't hear a lot,
right?
I think, Julia, but I think it's important for our conversation that we
mm-hmm.
point out that communism, folks, is not necessarily a political system like
True.
They had in the Soviet Union,
mm-hmm.
and like they have in Cuba. communism, we've come to know it, think of it as a political system.
Right.
But before it was a political system, it was an economic system.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. When we're talking about communism as an alternative to capitalism, mm-hmm. Some people may be proposing that. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the political system.
Yeah.
The people who are communists today in America, people who act like communists, they're not necessarily proposing an overthrow of the government. They
right.
just like the equal distribution of wealth.
Right. And certainly, I think that there can be voluntary communes. That, you know, when everyone's making that choice
yeah.
to live equally, it can be a beautiful thing.
Don't they have them in Israel?
They very well may. I'm not sure about that. But I have no problem with the idea of a voluntary communal living. but I have a very big problem with
yeah.
instituting that as a political
system.
Well,
you know, the only problem with communism, there's one big problem with communism, folks. It doesn't work. 20 Tales, stay with us. We're going to be right back with Julie Seymour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. It's 17 Till Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in. Hang out with us. Use our stuff. Read, listen, ask questions. Read my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. All those things. All that's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Julia Seymour is our guest. She's our good friend. She's editor and analyst for the Business and Media Institute. And we're talking about capitalism. Is it dead? Is it evil? What's
yeah.
wrong with it? It's clearly, we have to say, Julia, mm-hmm. that capitalism is sick. It's ill. I mean, it's got to...
Right.
I mean, even though we've recovered... We're recovering from the recession. It doesn't feel that much like it, but technically, we're
right.
out of the recession. We are healing, mm-hmm. but there's no reason to heal if you haven't been sick.
Right. Well, the economy is still sick, and there are certainly people who argue that that was because capitalism got sick, and other people who say no, this was a government managed economy
right.
because of all of the vast amounts of regulation. Throughout our economy.
Some people say not enough regulation.
And other exactly. And people like Michael Moore say there wasn't
yeah.
enough regulation, and President Obama says the same thing. So, but hopefully, you know, our economy is on the mend, and that will lead to people, rather than shunning capitalism, as Michael Moore would argue for, that they realize
right.
that we need to embrace it again and embrace it in a truer form.
Well, just as I differentiated previously mm-hmm. Political communism from economic communism,
mm-hmm.
I think it's critical, and I've been doing this for over a year now, for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to differentiate Wall Street capitalism from Main Street capitalism.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing, and this is very important point, I think, Julia. Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street. Everything that happens, there is no quandary, in my opinion, Julia, of which comes first, the chicken or the eggs mm-hmm. in capitalism. The egg comes first, and that's Main Street.
Yeah.
Everything wells up from a demand on Main Street that then aggregates to Wall Street.
Absolutely.
And then they securitize that and basically create another species of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And the greed, the unmitigated, out-of-control greed and leverage that we had. And I'm mad. You may be surprised to hear this, Julia, but there's some things that Michael Moore's mad about that I'm mad about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad about what happened. I'm mad that the investment bankers leveraged mortgages
right.
three times beyond the intrinsic value.
Mm-hmm.
70-1 in some cases. That hurt my business. That hurt my small businesses' businesses. My audience's businesses. It hurt all of us. I'm mad about that. I'm just as mad about that as Michael Moore is.
But unlike Michael Moore, you're not advocating throwing out the
no.
baby with the
no.
bathwater.
No, but I do think that there are people who haven't paid for this that should pay.
Absolutely.
And but I also don't think that fixing it as you say, is throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You fix it by fixing what's wrong. You don't throw out the system, because capitalism as a system, and Ayn Rand said this, is the only system that makes sense to the logical mind.
Right.
That's her quote.
It also, this is something, Arianna Huffington was talking about this Michael Moore movie on the Huffington Post blog, and she was lauding the film, but she disagrees with Moore's assessment that capitalism is evil. And what she went on to argue was that what we have, particularly Wall Street, isn't capitalism. With all of the bailouts and everything that
right.
happened, it's actually corporatism. And
I agree,
for the
I agree
rich.
With that. I agree
and
with her about that.
I do, too. I mean, that assessment, I think...
And I'm proud of her for making that point.
Right, exactly. I thought it was a great point, and one
because
that Moore is missing entirely.
People in her cocktail party community need to hear her say that.
Absolutely. So I think she's right on that, but Rich Karlgaard of Forbes wrote something similar.
Publisher of Forbes.
Huffington actually referenced Adam Smith and said that you need a moral foundation, that they argued you need a moral foundation for free markets to work. And this is what Rich Karlgaard of Forbes also wrote about Adam Smith back in 2007. And what he explained was that the famous quote about the benevolence of the butcher sounds on its face like selfishness. But Smith had already defined the meaning of self-interest in an earlier book as, quote, a psychological need to win favor within one society. And Karlgaard explained all of this as saying, Adam Smith didn't change his belief that moral sentiments and self-interest are the same thing. And ultimately that capitalism, if capitalism loses its moral authority, the redistributionists win. And I think that's what we're facing.
Yes. But that's why I think it's important that when we talk about capitalism, that we differentiate between the higher echelons of Wall Street capitalism and Main Street capitalism, which is the bedrock of capitalism.
Yeah.
I mean, small businesses buying and selling for their own account, serving customers in the marketplace, out in flyover America, that's real capitalism.
Absolutely.
Buying, making a deposit with a bank. And then allowing somebody else to borrow that money to leverage an opportunity and growing wealth, growing the standard of living for people, only capitalism can do that. These other the problem with all these other isms, Julia, is they don't have a job.
Right.
You know, capitalism has a job. It makes things. These other isms don't make things. They don't. There's no self-perpetuation in communism.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, you run out of stuff.
Yeah. Well, because there's no reason to. There's no incentive structure.
Right. Exactly.
Inside that communism.
And human beings like to have incentive. We're never happy with the status quo. We're always looking for new things, new innovations. And the only way that that can flourish, the only way the human spirit can really flourish is with capitalism, not with communism. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Baby, on a hard day's night.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till, little Norman Greenbaum bringing us back there. That's a great song, The Spirit in the Sky. And we're visiting with our good friend Julia Seymour. She's with the Business and Media Institute. Julia, tell us how we can contact you guys online. We can find out more about you.
You can visit our website. It's businessandmedia.org, businessandmedia.org. We're also, a bunch of us are on Twitter. If you want to follow me, I'm at BizMediaJulia.
Biz Media Julia, all right. Biz Media Julia, all right.
Yep, and Dan Gaynor's on there as well.
Of our brain trust. Yep,
yep. And Jeff Poor, our staff writer, is also on there. He's JPoor007.
And what about Gaynor?
Dan Gaynor, at Dan Gaynor.
Okay, all right, so sounds good. And you've written a piece about Michael Moore's anti-capitalism film that they can find on the website there too, can't they?
It will be up later today. It's not quite finished yet.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I sound like a frog.
So we're breaking some news here then. And so we appreciate that very much. So I was just saying, I was going off of my little rant as we went to the break about the fact that capitalism is, you know, capitalism has a job. Capitalism makes things. Capitalism creates wealth. Capitalism renews itself. Capitalism reinvents itself. These other things, there's nothing capitalism has morphed so many times over the last 200, 300 years, Julia. There's nothing new about communism. Think about that. What is the new wrinkle? What is the new iteration of communism?
There isn't one.
That's right. But look how capitalism has changed.
Yeah.
And continues to morph. And so there. And I think that's what Rand was saying. Ayn Rand was saying, mm-hmm. It's the only choice to the logical mind. The only economic choice for the logical mind.
And it's certainly the only system that harnesses our minds. You know, because people have ideas, and if they have no reason to turn those ideas into action or some sort of new invention,
right?
Then they're not going to. I mean, I was reading yesterday, and for history, you know, for years and years and years, hundreds if not thousands of years of history, economic growth was very slow. It was almost stagnant.
Right. Right.
And inventions came few and far between. And then there was a huge boom, and I really think that capitalism was what allowed that to happen.
Well, capitalism did it, but I'll tell you what recreated was the invention of the printing press.
Yes.
From that moment, things exploded, and capitalism found a way to put ideas on paper.
Right.
And to share those ideas and to build inventions and put those inventions on paper so people could use them and leverage them and extend them. But you know, Julia, the thing about capitalism that a lot of people don't like, mm-hmm. people like Michael Moore, is that capitalism is not equitable for everybody.
Right.
There are winners and losers in capitalism.
Yes.
And there's a stratification of wealth in capitalism, which a lot of people don't like. But the purity of capitalism is that you can change your status all by yourself.
Yes.
You don't have to have the government. Nobody else has to give you anything. And if you want something else, you can go get it. It allows you capitalism plus liberty, mm-hmm. plus political freedom and liberty. Those two things combined give you the ability to achieve whatever you want. And if you don't have as much as somebody else, then it's probably on you.
Right. Absolutely. And also seeing that other people have attained greater things, ideally, what that should do, instead of just making you grumble and be upset about it, it should encourage you, because you know they came from nothing, or they
right.
came from much less, and you can see that they worked hard and they got there,
right?
And you can do it too.
That's
and
right.
That's the beauty of the system.
Well, and you know, I said that capitalism has winners and losers, and it does. But what capitalism doesn't create, and this is what a lot of people don't get, Michael Moore doesn't get this, mm-hmm. is it does not create victims.
Right.
Only liberalism, only communism, only people who want redistribution of wealth see victims in this system. They don't really exist.
Right. Because that's something you put on yourself.
I mean,
if you choose to be a victim, then you're not going to... you're just going to sit and be unhappy.
That's right.
Don't
exactly.
do it. Don't do it. Don't fall into that.
Julia, give us that website again, please.
Sure. businessandmedia.org.
And we appreciate you being here. Thank you for your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Julia Seymour, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about capitalism, folks. Capitalism on Main Street is a beautiful thing, and it's pure, and it works, and if it's not pure, it gets fixed. Because the marketplace gets it fixed. Now, the problem we got with capitalism is the greed that we've had on Wall Street, and there's no question about that, and we have to fix that. That is something that has to be fixed. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.